Hey, here we are. You've What's got up? The volume on. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Sent like an endless fucking spiral of fucking.
I know it's gonna be like one of those like endless loop. Recursion kind of things.
Feedback loop.
Remember, like back in the old days when you used to call a radio station and they used to tell you to turn off your radio because it would cause like that really weird like distortion noise or whatever.
Yeah, back when radio existed.
Well, yeah,
it's still around.
It's still around, but it's like, and I'm sure people still call in for concert tickets and stuff. But
we did a radio show. In L.A., okay? Yeah. Fucking, it was like on one of their bigger fucking stations, and it had absolutely zero fucking impact. We did went on NPR radio, and it had zero impact.
Well, the thing about the one we did in L.A., we did that with Steve Mara.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, it was a comedy.
They asked us to come on there, like, to talk about, you know, paranormal shit, like poltergeist and everything.
Yeah.
And then they just, there was three hosts, and they just started talking among themselves. Yeah, like, basically about sports.
Yeah, sports and fart jokes and shit.
And we were like.
And they asked us, like, maybe two questions, and I was
Not even. Like, then, I barely remember talking on that
show. Yeah, and then and then they wanted us back. We said, nah. They were just idiots.
And I was just like, do we even need to be here?
Yeah, and I talked to the dude before the show, because we to set the whole thing up.
Yeah, that's right.
And he seemed like a totally normal guy. He's like, I'm really into the paranormal.
That was
so weird about it. Yeah, and then when I got on there, it was like one of those daily morning fucking zany.
Yeah, it was like a morning zoo kind of shit.
Yeah, it was stern ripoff fucking shit.
And like all they talked about was sports. Well, I think waste of time. I think what ended up happening was that one guy was like super jazzed about it.
And then it was like
three or four other people.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like he got the people on and then they were just like, okay, whatever. But then they just talked among themselves.
Yeah, and then the guy was like, that was great. Can you guys come back on? And I was like, no, dude, I ain't going.
I was like, did I even say anything? No. I think I maybe said one sentence.
You want to do that show again? Dude, this is a big show. And I was like, nah, no thanks. And they made no impact. And then like NPR fucking did a thing on Mammoth Mountain. No impact.
Although I got a couple of messages of people that heard you on there that bought the book because of that.
Yeah, that's not enough though.
Yeah, I'm just saying that some people did hear it.
We could go on a podcast and fucking sell 10 fucking books in a fucking hour in a fun fucking podcast without the need of a multi-billion-dollar fucking NPR with all their radio towers and shit and their fucking massive reach. They don't buy from you.
Yeah.
They just don't buy.
Which, like I said, that reminds me, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. EST, I'm doing Conspiranormal. It's not just me. It's like a whole bunch of other people.
I analyzed it. You know, the reason why they don't buy is because mass media is just that. It's massive amounts of people. It's not target.
Well, it's
marketed.
Always better to target things to people that are already interested in
you
your
target,
shit.
You target, you know, and our fucking audience is fucking targeted for us. You know, the kind of shit that we're into. So you guys buy. Fucking general public doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking about other things.
And well, yeah, you're only going to get, you're going to get people that are just listening to it in the car. And they're not really invested. They just wanted something in the background, you know.
That only worked 25 years ago, 20 years ago, pre-internet, you know, and when everyone was forced to consume mass media.
We didn't have any other choice.
There was no other choice. Because then you guys wouldn't be able to find us on the internet. You'd be at home forced to listen to mass media. So then you go, oh, man, them people are cool. And it might be 10,000 people. Might be 100,000 people. You don't know. So you got a big score back in the old days doing that. Not anymore. It's all online.
I was laughing at Fourth Drawer Down saying, first two callers get tickets to Supertramp.
Yeah, exactly. What are everybody talking about?
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's kind of like we always listen to like classic rock at, you know, where I worked. So it's like I always kind of heard it then, but I haven't listened to it since then.
Yeah. California's fucking on fire. My cousin fucking tried to move somewhere safe in California. I was like, no. Wesley and Lois. They tried to move somewhere safe in California, and they really can't find anywhere fucking safe in California. They're going to end up moving to somewhere in the South eventually, I would think. But it's that whole place is falling apart. World's falling apart. End of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
End of the world.
So anyway, happy Labor Day. Yeah. I actually went for a walk this morning about 6:45, and it didn't make me want to kill myself. Like, you know, the heat, it's
kind of coming down.
It wasn't cool, but it wasn't sweltering either, which, you know, I was like, hey, it's actually sort of feels like fall in Florida, at least. So here's what we did. We wanted to watch another new movie last night. Shudder hadn't added any new ones that we hadn't already seen. Netflix has a couple new ones, but I haven't got around to them yet. And actually, one of them I'm not going to watch because I'm going to do a book review of the book that it's based on, and I'm going to probably talk about it on that. But we did find one that was on Tubi. Now, initially, we were going to do Vikings versus Krampus because I was like, that sounds funny. We should start watching that. So we started watching that, and it was short. It's only like an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah.
So we started watching that, and then about like 7 minutes in, we were both like,
we didn't make it even 10 minutes.
Nah.
That shit had to go.
It was not funny.
Mango Badger said that at 10,000 subs, the show's going to fucking take off. I don't really know where you're getting that. I think it's going to fucking grow at the same steady rate. Unless you hit 10,000 and for some reason they change the algorithms on you. But I don't know. I think it's just going to be slow. Because it's consistently just been growing at the same rate.
It has. Usually, I get between 180 to 200 subscribers a month average. Yeah. One thing that helps with the algorithms though is that YouTube is trying to get more channels that are like that have like a more active fan base or like more engaged with the stuff, so it's like they will put you higher up in the algorithms if you have more likes and if you have more like comments.
Yeah,
so a lot of people say like hit the like button, you hit like, the like comment button on the on the shit and everything like that, because that does actually help. I'm kind of hoping that it'll get bigger when we get to 10,000. We're getting there.
So
As fun as we thought Vikings versus Krampus was going to be, it seemed like its alternate title was Pagan Warrior, and probably they should have stuck with that because I was thinking it was going to be like a wacky, like funny, you know what I mean? But it wasn't funny, and I was just like, nah, I don't think I'm in the mood for this. So I went and found
it looked like something that people from the Renaissance Fair.
I mean, the Krampus
made.
Shit looked kind of cool, and his voice sounded kind of cool and stuff, but it's just like, I don't know.
The edit was too long, and then they started doing fucking weird Viking shit and yelling, and they were like, oh, no.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, I don't think I'm in the mood for this shit right now. Yeah. So yeah, so I had to look for another horror movie that wasn't horribly long because I was like pretty tired. So I settled on this one, which is called All the Wrong Friends. Now, it's actually not listed as a horror movie. It's actually listed as a thriller, which I guess it sort of is, but it kind of goes like in a more slasher movie direction toward the end. It's kind of structured more like a slasher movie than like a thriller. You know what I mean? Because like young characters getting picked up one by one. So basically, this is the debut film of two guys named Ryan Hawkins and Mark Karens. And what happens in this movie is there's a group of kind of unlikable douchebags. And they all knew each other in high school. Now, the movie is set in 1998. I don't think there's any particular reason for that other than it's just much easier to write a horror movie when everyone doesn't have cell phones. And there is like a big plot, the fact that they don't have a phone is like a big... And then it turns out that the douchiest of the group, Logan, he takes them like on a detour because he's like, hey, we have to go to my friend's house. Like he lives out in the middle of nowhere. We have to get some stuff. And by stuff, he means drugs, all the drugs. He wants to go to this guy's house. The guy's name is Mondo, which I thought was very funny, to go get some drugs before they go to this thing. So they get to the house. Mondo does not seem to be there. However, Logan is just like, it's all good, man. He doesn't mind if I, like, get into his booze stash and his drug stash, and we'll just, like, stay here for the night and party and all this other kind of shit. Now, most of the people are kind of like, yeah, I don't like that, but a couple of other ones were like, drugs? Count me in. So then it comes to pass later on that they find poor old Mondo dead in the bathroom upstairs. He has been murdered. So... from this point forward, it almost becomes kind of like a kind of thing where they're all like starting to suspect one another. And then like two hikers show up, one of them's wounded. And then so they're starting to suspect those people and those people suspect these people. And then some of the other people start like of the original group start dying. So in that way, it's kind of like a slasher movie. But not exactly, because it's not like stabbing or anything like that. People just get hit with shovels or shot or whatever it is. So this is mostly... this was an okay movie. I didn't mind it. It kept me entertained. Like, the people in it were all... the acting was decent. The characters were not all that likable and were kind of stupid. But... they weren't stupid in an unbelievable way. They were stupid in the way that here's like a bunch of college-age... drug addicts, essentially, or like burnouts that find a dead body and they don't know what the fuck to do. They don't want to call the cops because it's like, you know, we have all these drugs here and we'll get in trouble. And so it just like escalates, you know, because they don't want to call the cops and they don't, you know, so they can't get out of the situation and they're not really bright enough to figure out another way to get out of it. So in that sense, like I said, not a fantastic movie, but I was entertained pretty much through the whole thing, I have to say. Like, I was kind of interested to see, like, who the killer was going to be and who was going to turn up dead next and what the fuck was going on and who had killed the first guy and all this other kind of shit. So
I saw the movie as competently made, but nothing special.
It wasn't, like, fantastic.
It didn't really pull me into it. It was just kind of more of the same. It didn't stick out for being bad. I'll give it that. All right. It was just a competently made movie. It didn't stick out as being great either. It was kind of, in some ways, mediocre.
Yeah.
Would I rewatch it? No.
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 But I'm sure.
There's potential. It seemed a lot better than the
Viking one that we started watching.
The problem was the story. It's just the story's not that interesting. Just.
Like a bunch of idiots find their friend dead and there's drugs everywhere so they don't want to get in trouble. So they get into like more and more complex scrapes. And like I said, there's some good, there's like a germ of a good idea in there of, you know, as far as like the relationships between all the people, like how fractured they are and how there's all this kind of shit going on between. So they all like suspect one another. So I thought that was like really kind of cool. And like I said, there's kind of a mystery element to it. So it's kind of like a mystery slasher-esque kind of movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, it's, you know, it's their debut film. I think the two directors had made shorts prior to this. The weird thing about it is that when I looked this movie up, Tubi has it listed as 2020. Like, it just came onto the streaming platform, like, maybe a month or two ago. But when I looked it up, like, on IMDb, it said 2016. So this might be a case where a movie got made, because this seems to happen a lot with like movies that are listed as 2020. And then when I look them up, it turns out that they were made like a couple of years ago. It's just that the filmmakers have been like taking them around to festivals and shit like that until a production company came along or like a distribution company came along and actually got them on a streaming platform so people could see the shit. So I think that this was made in 2016, but it just got a wide release, like, just recently. Mm. So, like I said, it's not fantastic, but it's pretty entertaining. Like, I wasn't bored, like, through the whole thing, and it's not super long. I think it's only, like, an hour 20 minutes, hour 25 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, like, and you've watched everything else that's on Tubi, which I don't know how you would have done that because there's 40 bajillion fucking horror movies on there. Probably 65% of which are complete garbage.
It's not like it's a movie that you have to avoid or anything. It's just, it's just not something I would go out of my way to recommend. It's just, like I said, and it's competently made. It's just, it's a boring story to me.
Yeah.
You know, jaded.
Like I said, if you like slasher movies, you might be into it. Although it's not real gory.
No.
You know what I mean? Like there's gunshots.
It wasn't
there's
a whole
stuff
lot
like that.
That stood out to me.
Right.
It just was kind of like more of them. I think, you know, for a first movie, it's good. It's real good.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen way
worse. They just need to make more movies, but this isn't my kind of movie.
Mango Badger says stupid people are a requirement for horror movies. I would really like to go back through like all the horror movies that I like and kind of analyze which ones actually are still scary but didn't necessitate people doing stupid shit in order for the plot to get like, hey, let's go into this dark alley, like looking for this. Yeah. Let's go into this haunted house instead of just walking in, hearing a ghost and being like, yeah, nope, I'm out, and then movie end. You know what I mean? That's why I like ones where they put like the protagonist in a confined situation where like they have to be there for a certain reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then that way they don't have to necessarily do anything stupid. Mm-hmm. Like everybody in this movie like pretty much did stupid shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's all I can really say about
take
the movie.
Take that as you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about it. We can't really talk about this much longer.
Yeah. And
I got shit I got to do.
Well, yeah, we've already been going on for 18 minutes and you had already. He didn't realize what time it was, so he started making pizza.
I gotta get back in there and cook.
And then I was like, hey, we gotta go live. You get in here. Yeah. So it's like, all right, so we're gonna go and make a pizza.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. What's today? Monday? It's Labor Day, right? Okay, so we'll be back tomorrow talking about another movie or doing a sidetrack show, whatever it is that we decide to do. So it'll probably be around 3 p.m. just like usual. So we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Thanks for dropping by as always. See ya.